The San Francisco 49ers are in the midst of contract negotiations with Brandon Ayuk, and the draft is still coming up. We're going to break it all down. I hope you guys have your Inspector Gadget hats on. Wayne, you ready? Let's do it.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boys, Wayne Breezy, Mike Andrews. We are in the building officially. The BAM Show is here. Mike, what's going on? I hope your weekend was great. My weekend was pretty darn good. How you feeling today, bro?
I'm dancing, bro. My hands look mad big like this. Like, why my hands look like the size of my face? That's crazy.
I don't know. I don't even know why you dancing. Like I'm just...
I like our beat. I like the beat.
Oh, I didn't
that you produced.
Dude, I was
you
thinking
know I love that beat.
Yeah, I just thought you was like happy feet moment or something. I didn't even know it was the beat. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, no, I had a phenomenal weekend. I had to spend some time with family and everything. I saw an uncle that I hadn't seen in a while. Took him bowling. Yo, men's pride.
Oh,
men's
come on.
Pride is such, and I'm not saying that he was prideful because he'll tell you no, it wasn't that. So he told me he hasn't been bowling in years. I'm in the league, so it's like, all right, let's chill.
So you professionals, what you trying to say?
No, but I can turn it up and concentrate and focus when I want to, right? So we get to the bowling alley.
Because you know, when people in bowling league, people in bowling leagues just feel like they could go pro. Like, yeah, they pro ready.
I'm not that good. I'm not that good, but I'm not chump on the lanes either. Like, if you bowling next to me and you bowling a 220 and talking smack to me, I might not beat you, but you're not going to beat me by 20 pins. Like, I'm going to be in the 200s with you.
I got you, bro. I just want to make sure we understand that.
Yeah.
Because nah, you talk to people in the bowling league, you can't touch them. Like, I want to make sure you're not that person. Yeah.
No, I'm not quite there. But now my uncle, he's got 300 games under his belt, right? So, you know, I started talking junk when I joined the league. Like, oh, I'm coming for the crown, blah, 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 blah. And then he hurt his back. Long story short, super, super short. We get there. I pay for the first three games. I ain't seen him in a while. He said he hasn't bowled in months, almost years, right? So cool. He get out there, the first game he bowled 200, and he just stand there looking at me. Like, it was 200 plus. And I was like, oh, so that's what we doing. So cool. I gave him the first three games, Wayne. I gave him the first three games. Like, oh, man, that's good for your first time back. He said, oh, come on, all right, let me pay for three games. Wayne, I smoked him all three games. Gave him the business, right? So now I'm ready to go. It's even. Man's pride. We should be on the same level.
Nah, somebody got to win, dog. Come on,
nephew. We can't leave on a tie.
Yeah, you can't leave on a tie, dog. What's wrong with you, bro? You know the rules of the game. You know what I'm saying?
I had places to be. I had to go, so I gave it to him, man. He beat me by like 20 pins on the last. I was like,
oh, so he won.
He got the
best. He didn't get that one. He won. He won the whole night.
He took the last one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It so, was 4-3. It's cool.
To the next time. Which is That's how we do. Yo, just imagine it could have been a game of spades, it could have been a game of Uno. It could have been who could finish the plate quickest. At the end of the day, you not beating me, dog. Like until I win a game. You could be 10-1, like 9-1. Like, I'm gonna get me one. And that's what's up, Mike. Glad you get a great week. I work all weekend. Weekends for me are work weekends. I don't get time to spend nothing. I'm just out on the road trying to collect the ducats, you know what I'm saying? It's a pretty good weekend. It's cold here. Like, the weather, super weird. Like, it's spring, and it's, like, 20 degrees outside. So, trying to adjust to that. And then, like, this morning it was 20 degrees, and now you go outside, it's, like, 50 degrees, 60 degrees. I'm like, just what the heck?
Yeah.
That's why I'm sick. I got the post-nasal drip. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just flowing, bro. Shout out to everybody out there. Thank y'all so much for tuning into the show. Round of applause to everybody out there. Mike, we got to... Because our show is truncated, NFL news, they got all these rules going on, man. I'm sure the hip drop tackle rule is the one that's probably going to be the most talked about. You know, I just want to get your quick thoughts on the hip drop tackle, man. How you feel about this rule? And for those that don't know what it is, before Mike gives his thoughts, it's when a player, you know, a defensive player typically, but it can happen on the offensive side if they have the interception, turnover, whatever. The person making the tackle cannot bring a player down, like using their force and their weight and landing on them. That's the key part. It's the landing on the player, like the way they bring them down. So it's not like you just drop, you know, you drop dead weight, right? It's you drop dead weight and land on the player. So you can drop your dead weight. Just keep your body off the player.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man. You just got to keep your body off the player. You can't land on the player because the landing on the player is kind of like what causes the injury. You know, it's just force.
I thought I was driving when I saw it, and I saw something about landing on the legs. I thought they meant the person being tackled can't land on their legs. I'm like, what are the body part they supposed to? Okay, so I was a little upset. I got to do some more research. I will say that I do think that this is going to result in more first downs and more scores.
Oh, definitely scoring. This is scoring all the way. Like, if I'm a defender, I'm pissed. How you want me to tackle, dog? Like, wait, you just want me to push him, touch him, and then you get the excessive pushing. And now that's going to be a penalty at some point, a foul.
You know, they talk about the NFL being a game of angles, right? So if you're the defender and you're over here and this is the person with the ball and they're running this way, you have to take the right angle. Once you get them, you can't grab them and drive through them. That is a timing thing. You're going to be behind them, and odds are you can't drive through that. So now you're carrying them in the direction they were going. It's more yards. So that's why they dropped the weight. You know what I'm saying? Like they do the sideways hip thing and – if you can't do, I don't know what you're supposed to do to get somebody from behind. Now you can't reach up and grab them. That's a horse collar. You can't grab and drop. That's the hip tackle. Hip drop tackle. They don't want you doing. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Well, technically, I think you can drag and drop the weight. You just can't. I think landing on the player is the issue. The question is, how do you not land on the player if you're trying to catch a player from behind? Yeah, like how do you automatically say, I'm going to miss? I came up with something crazy, right? Like let's say you're running, right? I'm running as fast as I can to catch you from behind. I'm supposed to grab you from the back like this and stop, plant my feet into the ground and somehow find a way to bring you down to the ground? That's impossible. You're going to tear my kneecaps up, dog. I'm going to break my kneecaps. You're running full speed. I'm running full speed to catch you. Yeah, it's almost an impossible thing, in my opinion. But we'll move past that. You got some Niners news. Let's talk about John Lynch, because you got some nuggets out there. And then I want to end this segment before we get into our mock draft, because it's mock draft Monday. I want to talk about these emoji tweets that are going out right now between Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle. Like, shout out to Brandon Ayuk for making his easy to interpret, but I have zero ideas on what in the George Kittle was trying to say. Now I could guess, but
this is remember back in the day when you see the backs of Cracker Jacks and they had the secret message you had to find the decoder ring, bro? Bust that joint out. Where's the red lens, baby? Give me my glasses right there. I need my decoder glasses right there.
Figure it out. I felt like his emojis were off. The second hat part of the emoji was weirdly supposed to be the first part. So you got to kind of interpret it. But you know what? Bump it, Mike. Let's get to what's going on. I see you got the glasses on. Let's get to Super Chat real quick. We got the Super Chat. Shout out to Jedi out there. Jedi. He says, I made a load of money betting backers all. When I do, I pick a creator. Buy Mike a beer. I don't need no love shout. Just a chest bump. So is this when you're like competing? He's talking about the, you were talking about competing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on here. This is Dakota glasses for this too. That's what I made a buttload of money betting backers all. I don't know. When I do, I pick a creator, buy Mike a beer. I don't need.
Oh, maybe he just made an ass load of money. He wants to buy you a beer.
Well, I appreciate that too. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Or maybe he wants you to buy me a beer.
I could buy you a beer. What kind of beer are you?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not a beer person. So
me neither. That's funny.
Called,
but I will drink a
Victory
beer.
Victory Sour Monkey. It's like 6.9% alcohol, so that's why I drink it.
Gotcha. Okay, it was autocorrect. It says basketball.
Oh, okay. Basketball. Now it makes more sense. Basketball.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I made an assload of money betting basketball. Yeah, okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So listen, and congrats on that too, man. That's really good. So Brandon Ayuk is easy, right? What we got here? On the count of three, let's say it together.
All right.
One, two, three.
Money talks, bull walks.
Walks. Very good. Okay, so we got that. Okay. Right? That was easy.
Okay.
And that's in response to John Lynch going to the podium today saying, Brandon is somebody that we want to try to keep around for a long time.
I don't care what y'all say. Something ain't right. I just want to put that out there. I know we don't got that much time to break this down. We got all week because this going to go for a minute, okay? But I want to say something ain't right. Now, if Debo would have said this, all hell would have broke loose. I just want to say that the God Jesus is coming. Like, it's the second time he's back. The world would have been ending. The day we've been going crazy. Debo's put that tweet out there. The world is going. I haven't heard one clap back for Brandon Ayuk. I'm just curious to know what's going. Wagwan, my youth. Wagwan, my youth.
Are you shooting at me? Am I ducking bullets over here?
You was on some Matrix stuff right there.
Yes, I'm trying to get out the way. Is that what's happening over here? Is it because I'm not hating on Brandon Ayuk that I'm getting shot at because of my Debo hate? Listen, man, I told y'all this from the beginning. This is the new age and way of negotiating. It's a public thing, and the players have to do what they got to do. I was cool with Debo doing this. I was cool with Debo saying I train in Miami, not in California. Debo crossed the line when he liked that picture of him in a Cowboys jersey swap. That's when I stopped messing with Debo. That's when he lost it.
So if Brandon Ayuk likes a picture in a jersey swap, you're done with him too.
If it's a Dallas Cowboys
jersey. Oh, it has to be a Dallas Cowboys jersey swap.
You have to know the hatred. It's Cowboys and Raiders. You can't do that. As a Niner, you got to know the history.
So I can't hit up a coach and be like, yo, we look like twins, because that don't mean nothing. Right?
I was cool with Debo hanging out with McDaniels in Florida. I was cool with that. Y'all go back and watch the hate that I gave, and it all started and stemmed from that Cowboys stuff. And because of the Cowboys thing, when he did this about coming back, I was like, F you, then stay going. I don't care. But that's not what I used to say.
It shouldn't matter, bro. It shouldn't matter. The tactic is the tactic. How the player goes about getting the tactic is the way how they go about it. That should be the issue. I'm not mad at anybody. What I'm not mad is the consistency of how we view these players. Like, Debo got all the hatred and Brandon Ayuk getting all the love. Make this shit make sense. I can't figure this out.
One guy is a good receiver and the other guy's not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Huh? I'm here. Let's go. What's up? Nothing? Okay. All right, cool. One guy's a good weapon. I'll give him that.
One guy's the better weapon. I'll give him that.
That is, yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But what that got to do with it, that still makes zero sense. You get the weapon, the receiver, they both are beneficial. They both help this offense. So at the end of the day, like, I'm just trying to figure out why the dirt.
One helps the offense more.
I don't even want to get into it. We ain't got time.
Yes, you do. Debo helps his offense more than I.
All I'm trying to say is I get the Debo hatred, but I don't get it at the same time. I'm just saying, show the same consistency. You know what this year is for me? Like, you know, everybody coming out telling the truth and stuff, that you should have been doing that shit from the jump. But for me, it's all about consistency. Okay? Like, I'm all about just being consistent. And that's how we need to rock. We got another super chat we're going to read real quick. And it's from Jax Knox. And it's got 15 laughing emojis. I'm just going to take a guess. That looked like more like 20, but she is cracking up. Yeah.
That's like 21, right?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm kidding. I'm not
21 questions. Do, 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 do. Girl, it's easy to love me now. Yo, what was the best Nate Dogg hook of all time? We got to ask this question because he got hooks. Yeah.
I've got holes.
Woo!
I got holes
in different area codes. Area. I got pros. You got to put it to the edited version. Pros.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. And I said hook.
That was my jam.
Okay. I got you, dog. I got you.
That was my jam. I got to go with that one, man. I got it.
We said pro. We meant pros, even though the name of the song is, you know. You know what I mean?
My bad.
Okay. All right. So some people say regulators and stuff like that. That is too funny.
That's not bad. That's probably the most classic one for sure, though.
That's definitely like, that's the first. That's the originator, none greater. Like, you know. Yeah. All right. So
and
let's
Jax,
remove...
thank you for the super chat.
Thank you, Jax.
Oh, let's... my bad.
Okay. So, we're going to do a 10-minute mock draft. It's going to be fun. And people say Brandon Ayuk hasn't requested a trade, though. He hasn't requested a trade yet.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's not a lie. That's a fact. You know what I mean? How can we hold up? Wait. See, we thinking we so we go. Hey, my bad.
Da, 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 da.
Yes, sir.
That's tough. That's
yes,
tough.
Sir. It's all right. Okay. So George Kittle. All right. So you got a walking sign with a slash. I'm saying that means no walking.
Don't leave. Because money talks, BS walks. Don't leave.
Okay, so we got to say, don't leave. Do, 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 do.
Oh, let's go.
Don't leave me, girl. Hey. All right. All right. So don't leave. What the hands mean then?
Back. Open your hands. Like, accept the bag.
So don't leave. Take the bag. Yeah. Dog eat. Alien. Dog eat. Outer space dog, outer space dog eat, outer space eat dog. Brandon, are you
I
eat dogs?
I got it. I
okay. That ain't come out right. I know it didn't. My bad.
I think I got it. It's one message to the organization and him. So the first half.
Wait, so
is
this
for
is
him.
From George Kittle. It's to the him
this is
and
from
the
George Kittle.
Yo, yes. George Kittle, round of applause. Is becoming my favorite person in the NFL, yo. He is literally on his own team or organization. I'm loving it. Mm-hmm. If you're correct.
I think I got it.
Okay.
I think I got it. Don't leave. Uh-huh. Open your hands so you can get the bag.
Okay.
Right?
Or just receive the bag.
The two of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Receive the bag.
Where do aliens come from, Wayne?
Outer space?
Higher up, right? Higher ups. Feed the dog. He been calling himself a dog all year.
That's different. I don't know how you got that, but that's different. You really be on some different stuff, bro.
It's the decoder. It's the code. Look, see, it look different now.
It
now
do.
I see it again. Now it look different.
Yeah, the men in black shades are definitely serving you a purpose right now. Look, that's what you got. I'm cool with it. Like I'm cool. The alien emoji though, I think he's saying he's out of this. Like don't leave or don't walk away.
Take you thought the, about something else.
Okay, I'm shutting up. You do all the talking. I'm just
didn't he do a rocket thing last year?
Yes, that's the outer space. That's the alien. The rock takeoff. We called him takeoff. We said he was gonna take off.
I think you wanted something.
I was trying to hide behind the emoji. All right, so yeah, I think you know what, George Kittle, keep him coming. Quick, Kittle is the riddle guy, like you know,
Kittle the riddle. All right, come on, let's mock draft, man. We don't know, man. George, you got to explain yourself on this one.
Yeah,
bro.
George,
I tried to put it together.
Yeah,
man.
George, if you don't mind, just leave us a comment, hit us up, something. We just, you know, it's too much. It's too many emojis. This freaking like trigonometry emoji thing going on. Brandon Ayuk was like algebra 2, and then that junk was on some calculus. All right, here we go. We got the mock draft. I'll go ahead and get it pulled up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, last week, you know, just to do a quick recap, we did our mock draft simulator, and we selected, I believe, Mike, in the first round. We went. Do you remember? Offensive tackle, I believe. I can't remember who we went with. I don't think there was an offensive tackle available that we wanted.
No, we went with a – I got the picks right here. Right here. Oh, we went Drake Jackson? No. What? Oh, wrong one.
Mike, how can
I had him. I'm looking. I got him right here. We went Josiah.
Oh, we went defensive Newton. Tackle. All
right. Yeah. Jerzon Newton. That's what we
All right. So, you know what, Mike? You know, we want to start this.
This one got to be fast, so I want you to go through it.
Okay. With all the stuff that's going on, do you think the Niners potentially will trade Brandon Ayuk? Or should we just save that to see if anything more spicy kicks off? I don't think the Niners are moving up. Unless they get a pick.
I don't think they're in a rush to move on from him, if I'm being honest with you.
All right. Let's get this party started right. All right. We going to do it? Did I pick the Niners? I would like to know.
Because
why you get stuck? Did I pause it? I did.
Don't leave me, girl. Who used that beat the best?
I didn't select the team. I'm like, yo, what the heck?
So you got to go back. You got to refresh it. Was it Tupac? Tupac used that beat best?
Tupac used it first. I don't know who used it best, but I was going to say DeBarge. That's where they got it from.
DeBarge. There was somebody else that used it too.
Mary J. Blige. A dream.
Yeah.
A simple fantasy.
Yes.
All right.
All right, you got the Niners?
We got the Niners, bro. We picked 31.
Let's shock the world, baby.
Let's shock the world. All right, Mike. So where are we going, Mike? Where you want to go?
Check the quarterbacks. Let's see who fell. Let's see who fell.
I see where he going. You got Bo Nix. Got Penix Jr. there, man. Jordan Travis is available. Everybody else is gone.
Yeah, they're going to be right there in the next couple rounds, too. So we're not going to worry about them.
All right. So
what's Bo Nix grade? I'm just curious. Where is he projected a first rounder?
I would say if a team late, I think the top quarterbacks are gone, but he'd probably be the first quarterback that go off in the second round.
Got you. Okay. I would see him.
He's the older, he's the veteran. He's played the most football. Yeah. You know how y'all compare, y'all say y'all want the player that just plays a lot of college football. That's him.
Right, right. Okay, so he's kind of like the – all right, I ain't going to say it. All right, cool, that's cool. Let's keep it
moving. That was funny.
I think you should look at offensive tackles, see who's there.
Okay.
Maybe guards.
Let's check the old linemen. I think that's a – you know, all the defensive guys are going. You could get Jordan Morgan here. Everybody loves Jordan Morgan. Like, they just love this kid, this left tackle out of Arizona. Kingsley's there, another mean dude. Kieran Amagetti, out of Yale is there available. Let's go to guards. Not saying that I wouldn't take any of those dudes, but your interior linemen are here.
Not there, I meant to say.
Your boy Zach Frazier is there. Getting mean.
Yeah.
Getting mean up front. Not sure if he's the perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's zone, but I wouldn't mind.
Take a look at your defensive lineman and take a look at Brandon Ayuk's replacement in the wide receiver.
Mike, you are. I'm not sold on any of the edges that early, so they're all gone. The ones that I want are gone. Let's go interior. Braden Fisk, Rook Ahorohoro.
Nah.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
What about? I wouldn't be mad if we took a cornerback first.
Oh, did we? I forgot the corner position. Look at you.
TJ Tampa. Kamari Lassiter. These are outside guys.
Bias. Talk about Mike. Tell me about your bias. What's the truth? Come on. I saw you try to hold it back. I saw you go to it. Nah, let me go down here. I saw you.
I'm just saying, look. The Niners, you get the best damn nickel corner in this draft if you go here. Like, you sold up. Now you got your outside corners. You got your nickel corner. Like, he would come in and start day one at the nickel.
How do you pronounce his last name? Is it
Sanristil?
Sanristil. Word. Okay. I don't know if I want to say that every game. Not hating on him, though.
We just call him Mikey. Cool nickname. That's what we call
him. Mike. Like, you know I do the Mike thing, so pause. All right. So then take a look at wide receivers. So I think right now the best available so far has been that center. I think the center is probably the best available.
Okay.
And the wide receivers here. Oh, wait.
Oh, Donnie Mitchell is there. Oh, man. He fast.
Your call, brother. Your call. We've seen
I'm not drafting a wide receiver in the first round. It's not. Nah.
AJ Jenkins got you messed up, huh? You going to PTSD?
Nah, because the last receiver we drafted the first round was Brandon Ayuk. So the AJ Jenkins kind of got me. I'm over that. Like, Ayuk.
Okay.
Yeah, Ayuk panned out. I just don't see the Niners drafting. The only center I saw them drafting in the first round would have been JPJ, but he gone. I don't mind taking Zach Frazier here.
Oh, I think Frazier, if he's there and this is what the board actually looks like, you don't have any tackles there that you want at that position. At least I wouldn't want. Maybe you do.
Let's go, right? Zach Frazier with the first pick. Niners first center that they've ever drafted in the first round, right here. Bam, done. All right, we got a dilemma here in round two. Okay, Mike, because I think you can get a prospect tackle out of Kyron, but you could get the guard and Christian Haynes.
I know, I see Haynes.
And then if you want an outside corner, you don't like these guys, but Kyrie Jackson has probably the longest wingspan in the draft. Like, it's like 84 and some change.
Geese with rakes. Just outside, just bam, knocking the geese out of the sky.
It's got to either be the corner, the tackle, or the guard. I'm not drafting wide receiver here. I don't see any at the top. If we did go running back, it would probably be Jalen Wright. But I don't think the Niners need to draft a running back right here.
You think the Niners redo their offensive line in the first two picks?
That's crazy.
Are you telling me that we're giving help to Chris Forrester? Don't play with me. Don't get me excited for the future of this team, bro. Don't do that to me.
The crazy thing is we got to break these down on Friday. So, like, should we do it? Jonathan Brooks is available. He's the best running back in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Best running back. Oh, my God. And Christian McCaffrey's contract is up next year.
And that would be the newer version of the Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, my God. What you saying? Wait, I'm watching. I'm in. Let's go. Come on. I'm going to hype you. I'm your hype man. Call me Spliff.
Let's go, Jonathan Brooks, bro. We drafted a running back. We drafted a running back. People aren't going to like it. People aren't going to like it. And look at God. Look at what God set up for round three, because you can still get Patrick Paul out of Peterson, or you could just say, hey, McKivitz, I want you to do your thing. I got you for a couple more years. Give me the meme of the trucker from outer space and Christian Mahogany. Address that offensive line. You got your center for the future. You got your guard for the future. Aaron Banks is going to end up being all pro at some point. You literally can build your offensive line in this draft. Mike, what are we doing right here? Tackle guard. Brendan Rice is available.
Brendan Rice is sitting right there, but they not going offense three times in a row, are they? They not going offense three times in a row, are they?
Jerrion Jones is there, bro. Jerrion Jones is there. We could get another nickel guy, 6 feet, 191.
That lets you. But so, what does that do for your outside guys? What does that do for your D-Mo, for your?
I mean, your outside guys. So here's how I look at it, right? Let's say the San Francisco 49ers decide to make a decision on keeping one, right? Next year, Ambry Thomas will be gone. And now it's going to come down to, are we going to try to extend Mooney Ward, or are we going to extend D'Amador Lenore? I think they'll go with the younger guy. You could always kick Demo back to the outside. And Jerrion Jones has the ability to play outside as well. But he can come in and probably win that nickelback spot. Do you want to go defense here?
Nah, I think we should just upset everybody and just go offense three times.
Then I'm getting the guard, Christian Mahogany. Hey, we going to get us a tackle. I promise you, we going to get us a tackle.
Oh, my God. I need another quiet bomb on that. Just a little quiet hit. Oh, shit, wrong one.
All right, Mike. Now we on the board. All right, we done shocked the world. We done drafted a running back. We done changed up this whole mock draft. Niners got a running back that probably doesn't even need to see the field, right? But when he gets on the field, he's going to be a problem. So that's done. So we can cross that out. No Frank Gore Jr. coming, none of that. I would like to go offense here, Mike. I see Malik Washington up there as a wide receiver. But we still haven't addressed that defense. We still haven't. Cam Hart is there. Show Smith Wade is there. These are outside guys. Kalen Carson is there.
What you doing, bro?
I think you got to get a corner with one of these fourth round picks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get a corner with one of these fourth round picks. Shorter guy.
Let me ask you a question.
I like Cam Hart though.
Can you look at the linebackers real quick? Where's Max Melton? Like, just tell me where he's falling. Is he gone already?
Well, Max is a corner. He gone. He could have played in a nickel spot, yeah.
Okay.
He's gone. You want me to check the linebackers?
Well, before you get the linebackers, while you at the corners, is Kamari Lassiter.
He's gone. That would have had to been a first-round pick for us. We passed up on him.
You think he's a first-round guy?
Well, where he fell, like, if you didn't get him in the first round, he was going to be going early in the second, so.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right, yeah, so let's look at linebackers real quick. Let's see if Nathaniel Watson or Tyrese Knight are there.
I think they're – I think Cedric Gray is there. Michael Barrett is there. But the guys you asked for, Nathaniel Watson, is there and will be available. I like Edifon Olufo.
Mad late based off of this thing.
I like Olufosio, too. That's out of Washington. I don't think they go linebacker this early. Unless a big name dropped. Unless, like, one of the top names dropped. We can tackle. We can get the project tackle and get Christian Jones. But I feel like, yeah. Let's check edge.
You check safeties, too?
I'll check safeties after this. Javon Solomon is there out of Troy. I do like him.
This is Sparta. Oh, Troy. My bad.
You said check right. Two different movies.
I'm sorry.
Malik Mustafa was someone that they met with. He's there.
Mustafa.
Mustafa. Ooh. 5'11", a little on the shorter side.
That's the Niners. Never mind. Let me shut up.
I like Trey Taylor, though. And my boy Kiten is there. Always.
You want to get a safety from Air Force, bro?
Bro, he is nice.
I don't trust Air Force. I don't trust Navy. I don't trust Army. I don't trust none of the military school football.
All right, so his coverage grade is 89. His run defensive grade is 72. Okay.
Good.
He plays nice on the field.
Yeah.
6 feet, 210.
But what's his competition? Like, who are we playing against?
I understand that. I mean, I get it. He's not one of the power schools, but.
Word.
He knows how to work out. I tell you that. And he's disciplined.
Check the ends. You know, right now, if this is the draft so far, Chris Kocerek is throwing stuff against the walls right now.
We haven't checked
the
ends.
Where's my guys?
We can go Javon Solomon, and I wouldn't mind going. I wouldn't mind grabbing this edge rusher right here, though. I just
from one Javon to another, another.
Just do it.
I mean, it's a thing. It's a thing that the Niners are doing right now.
Let's do it, man.
All Javons.
Yeah, Javon. Mike, I feel like in the fourth round, right, with these comp picks, you know what I'm saying? We got two of them.
The new picks?
Yeah, 132, 135, yep.
They didn't take away the fifth rounder.
Rounder.
We lost the. What did we lose this year?
We had
133.
Yeah, we had something and it got moved back to 135.
We had 133. It was 131, 133, and 176. So this is updated. Okay. I see it. I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up.
So check this out. You ready? Last pick in the fourth round. I mean, third to last pick in the fourth round. I say. Jordan Travis is available, though. Now, I know we shouldn't draft a quarterback.
Look at quarterbacks. No, I know we should draft a quarterback.
I know we shouldn't draft a quarterback. We got quarterbacks. Our quarterback's room is full on the roster. But you could possibly get a Jordan Travis
now.
No, it's not.
We only got two. Oh, we do have three. Never mind.
Yeah. I know. Maybe we shouldn't draft a quarterback. But Jordan Travis is right there.
I like him. Shortened year due to injury and all that stuff.
So maybe we could do something. Why the Niners still should draft a quarterback?
Get him.
They're gonna laugh at us, but I don't care.
Allen gone. I'm on full screen, so I can't see the comments. Let me see how much crap. It's 49 comments since the last time I looked. Wait, this is bad. Jordan Travis would be fired. Safety is nice. I won't be mad. Come on, Kyle.
Are you reading the comments?
Third.
Let's go. All right. Did we address the cornerback room? I felt like we didn't.
Nah, not yet.
Damn it. Well, here's my take on the corners, right? I mean, you can this dude, Dwight McGluthern got a 91 coverage grade, and he's great in zone and man.
Wait, that's the overall.
He's 6'2". He's getting drafted. Just because
he's going to be a Seahawk if you don't get him.
He's definitely going to be a Seahawk. Oh, my God.
On the table right now.
Listen, man, you got the athletic Jaheim Bell staring you in that fifth round. Do we draft the tight end right here?
We definitely need some tight end.
Do you get Luke McCaffrey right here. Because after this, Lukey is gone.
You want to make him happy? You know, we didn't get Brendan Rice.
I say we got to get one.
Get one legacy. We got to get one of the legacy. There you go. Okay. Player. All right. This is going to be a fun show to break down on Friday. I know.
I'm excited. We're going to be talking about some new players, too.
Yeah. And don't you touch Frank Gore Jr.
We got a running back. We got Jonathan Brooks. I don't care what nobody say. You got the best running back in the draft. Arguably, some people think Trey Benson is out of Florida State, but Jonathan Brooks is the best running back in this draft. Yeah.
And you got to look at tight ends too. But don't forget to take a look at the tight ends. I know you're right, Mike. On the board right now.
You are right. And there listen, let me ask you this question, Mike. Would you Johnson like right there. Who do you want?
I know it's early. Super early. It's super
who?
Early.
Who?
Trey Knox.
You like Trey Knox? I'm more of a Jarrett Wiley fan out of TCU. Big target, overall good blocking. Like, he's not the biggest yak guy, but we don't need another yak tight end. I mean, I wouldn't mind it, but you want somebody that's going to secure weapon. Him and Isaac Rex would be some guys that I like.
Hmm. I mean, look, we do need a tight end, but maybe it's early for that right now.
Okay.
Because the thing is, the guys that we should have got are gone already.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Correct. Ben Sinat, Theo, so they're gone already. Let's go back to the defensive lineman, man. This is where the Niners find a steal.
There's all right, let's go interior here.
Yeah, this is where they find somebody who had like a bad broken foot or something like that and then fell all the way in the draft.
I'm a Gabe Hall fan. I know his grades don't look good, but if you know, this kid is pretty damn good out of Baylor. He looks
287.
Good.
287. They've only been bringing in 300-plus pounders, though.
That's the key, right? That's crazy. You look at Zion, 310. This is the Niner. This is the typical Niner.
That's what they're doing right now. Let's do it. To be the way.
Zion. It's either him or Keith Randolph.
Now the joy
of my world.
Yes, sir.
We're going to bring a Zion to the Bay.
Zion.
I like it. Mike, I don't care what you say. If he's available, I'm drafting him. So in the discussion.
We bodying this draft. Huh? I don't care what they said. I said, we bodying this draft.
I'm getting Trey Taylor from the Air Force. I don't care what you say. He's about to be a San Francisco 49er. Bam. Like on the clock.
Oh, he did the Air Force thing, man. He got him. He was going to get his guy.
I'm getting my guy. Hey, Mike, you get the last pick. All right. What position you want?
Kicker. Let's go. I'm kidding. Show me a tight end.
Oh, my God. We didn't address the tight end position. Look. You got three possible options. I don't know anything about Marshall Martin the fourth. Marshall, I think that's how you say his name, but I know about the first three.
Was Brevin Spanford eligible last year? I feel like I saw his name last year in mock drafts.
I don't think so.
I don't understand. I mean, you can't be eligible 2 years in a row for the draft, but like, how old is this kid? I remember seeing his name before.
But he's 24. He's 24. He's old.
That's why. I bet you they thought he was going to enter the draft last year.
It's between Isaac Rex for me or Jarrett Wiley, but I'm going to let you pick.
I feel like TCU guys are faster, but Isaac Rex is a smart guy from BYU. I kind of like him. Let me see the measurements. That's what I want to go off of. I want to see the...
So he's 6'6", 285. I mean, 6'6", okay. 255. And Jarrett Wiley is 6'7". Give me height.
Oh, the Niners not going 6'7", though.
They need to go 6'7". They need one 6'7" guy.
They never do it. They never, ever do
it. It's because they want the offense to flow at a tempo. I think that's kind of what it was. But what was Charlie Warner? Because he wasn't fast.
Charlie Warner was 6'5".
He had to be 6'5", 6'6", right?
I don't even think he was 6'6". Hold on, let me see. The Grand Chahi, Charlie Warner, he's only 26 years old. That's crazy that they gave up on him already. That's not crazy.
Why did they give up on him? I mean,
they didn't use him. 6'5". I was right, 6'5". You know what? Let's go with my man from BYU.
All right, there it is. The mock draft is in full effect. Our grade is probably going to be B-minus. Not B-minus. Not bad.
Not terrible. That's not terrible.
Not bad. They ain't like none of our picks except for Christian Mahogany, dog. Like, the only pick they like. Because we finally addressed the offensive line. They like Zion. He wasn't bad. That was a bad pick.
I think this is a if this is the draft the Niners walk away with, forget the names for a second. If this is how they address the draft, other than the halfback that early, other than the running back that early, I think this is a knockout of the park. If you go offensive line, two out of your first three picks, you got to applaud that. If you get a quarterback to come in here and compete for that third spot from Brandon Allen, you got to applaud that. If you invest in that tight end position again, you definitely have to applaud that. And you got to get a wide receiver because you're about to lose two. You're about to lose Ayuk and you're about to lose
I see what you did there.
I meant next year.
You're not going to lose him next year neither. You can franchise tag him next year.
Talk your talk, baby. There you go.
Well, look, the Niners did what they needed to do. They got this. They got a center for the future. And then they get to start really changing this offensive line. I don't know if that's been my theme about getting more mean up front, right? And so, like, you can see them changing the offensive line. He moves pretty quickly. You know, he's, like I said, he's more of a power guy, inside zone guy, opposed to an outside zone guy. So, like, that's the difference. But he's a smart kid, and they already got a player from West Virginia starting on the offensive line. Can they match it up? They got Colton McKivitz. Do they put Zach Frazier out there? I don't know. I like the Jonathan Brooks pick.
McKivitz got to get his ass out of here.
So. No, I don't think McKivitz is that bad. I think if you give him better talent next to him, I think he can focus on being what he needs to be. Just think, hear me out. When he played left tackle, he was fine. You know what I'm saying?
It was a game and a half. Like,
but my point, but that's true. But still, like, he played so much better when he didn't have to overcompensate for the left guard. You dig what I'm saying?
Touche. Yes, that is true. That is true. I will give you that.
So imagine if he had a solid right guard, guy that can come in like Christian Mahogany, could start week one, easily will beat out anybody for that guard spot, even John Feliciano. That kid's a problem. Christian Mahogany's a problem. So I tell you what, we're gonna break these picks down, guys, on Friday. So if you want the full breakdown, we're gonna go through each player. We'll take our time. We'll do some research. We'll get some stuff. I have film, so if I can get it the right way, we need to get it because it's all broken up. It's weird. College film is weird. We'll probably try to see if we can get a couple of plays where we can highlight and talk about them on Friday's episode. But guys, man, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, we'll see what we could do. That was fun, though.
Absolutely, it was. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today, man. We hope you guys appreciated and enjoyed the show. We had a lot of fun bringing it to you guys. Thank you all for, especially those of you who contributed in the Super Chat segment, man. That was great. And if you guys try to help us figure out what exactly George Kittle was talking about, we appreciate you too, man. Everybody who watched on all the different platforms, we love and appreciate you guys. Make sure you subscribe to both channels. We are out of here, man. Wayne, you ready to go?
Deuces.
We live all the time, just kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy, and I'm Mike, and this is the BAM Show. We out of here.